Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Journey Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Today, we are definitely blessed as we have what I consider to be one of the entrepreneurial pioneers of the women's movement. And I don't mean that in just women. I mean Carrie, because I keep saying Kelly. Carrie is one of those ladies that is definitely a jack of all trades and a master of a few, too, which is a rarity amongst most of us. Most of us can't basically handle more than what we've got going on, and that's that one thing, to where Carrie has 100 things going on, and she seems to be mastering them all well. I don't know how she does it, but she's definitely a phenomenal human being and entrepreneur. Kelly is also the president of the Kelly Network and also has a blog talk radio show. But anyway, with no further ado, I'm going to let this lovely young lady speak for herself and let her tell you about all her accolades, because, again, we are truly blessed to have her on. And today we're going to talk about networking and you. All right, Kelly, how you doing?
Hi, Z. I am doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I am always all right, so I can do better. You know, just trying to make things work out to the best of my ability.
And as I told you before, don't worry about keep calling me Kelly. I think I mentioned to you my sister's name is Kelly. So growing up, and my mother still does it, she calls me Kelly and she'll call my sister Carrie and so on and so forth. So I kind of answer to both. But I'm excited to be here. I'm glad that we were able to schedule a show to talk about networking. And, you know, I know your experience a few weeks ago kind of, I guess, set you back a little bit. And when I called into the show and just kind of shared a few things, and, you know, as I told you before, I really agreed with a lot of the things that you were talking about with networking in general and networking events, you know, how they're ran and so forth. And as we talked before, my background, for those of you who don't know me, I started my business back in 2005. And prior to that, I was in the corporate world, and I did staffing sales, and I was part of a lot of different networking organizations. That was a big part of what I had to do. My job was to go out and to find jobs for our applicants and for the people that were in our databases. So I did a lot of networking and attended a lot of different networking functions and participated very heavily in the management of those and learned quite a bit. I have to say, you know, just kind of through trial and error and just all of the things that I have done in the networking arena, it just came to be that I was just a very good connector. I was very good at putting people together and really seemed to get, you know, the networking concept. So it just seemed only natural. A lot of people wanted me to take a management role with their networking organizations, and we talked about this as well, as you know. It's a lot of work to put together a networking function and to put together a networking organization, get people there, inviting people. It's just a lot of work from start to finish, and then, of course, to manage the group and so forth. So I really got to the point where I was being asked so much, I just decided that, you know, hey, if I'm going to do this, I think I'm going to, you know, do it for myself and reap the rewards and benefits of it. And that was back in 2005, and that's really all she wrote. At that point, you know, I started to do networking events and trade shows, and I've done all sorts of types. I've done mostly business-to-business. I've done a few groups that have been for women only in business, but primarily, you know, business to business. And then what we have now with Carrie's Network, we do virtual networking, and we also do networking in person for business owners. So it's been a very long and interesting journey, and hopefully some of the tips that I can share today will help your listeners as well.
Well, I know that most of us need as much help as we can possibly get, and especially some of the people that are running these networks, as we talk on the show that I was doing that day. You know, you go to these networking events, and a lot of them are more geared towards putting sellers with sellers, and, you know, that environment just doesn't work.
Yes, and I would agree with you wholeheartedly. And one of the things that I would share with any of your listeners that are perhaps maybe they're starting a networking group, or if there's anybody out there that is wanting to start a networking organization, I found through the years that there have been a lot of people that have asked me for my advice to start their own networking organization. And I'm always freely sharing that type of information, you know, how we kind of get our groups together, where the people come from. And usually when we sit down and we really talk about all the work that's involved, a lot of people are under the assumption that, you know, you just send out an email and everybody magically appears, and it's just not that way. You know, my advice would be to anyone who wants to start a networking organization or just to start a networking group on their own to enhance their business, which I think is a great thing to do. Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing to do. But be prepared. It's a lot of work, even if you just had one group. I can tell you for each of the groups that we have, we make an average of about 10 hours worth of phone calls per week. To invite new members, you know, to invite guests, and then, of course, to do reminder calls to our members. And then, of course, we are sending out an email. We have a Facebook fan page for our groups. You know, there's just a lot that's involved. And as far as, you know, I think that's one of the things that you hit on was that, you know, there's a lot of people there that are selling their product or service. Now, I am a big believer in networking in a different way. And what I mean by that is, you know, you have to remember, all of us are out here, we're selling, we have something that we sell. You know, you have, with, you know, the mobile applications, you know, you have certain things that you are selling, certain services. I have certain things besides our membership. You know, I own more than one company. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, there's certain things that I'm selling as well. And then, of course, everyone there, you know, their goal is they want to make sales in the end. And, you know, that's everyone's ultimate goal. I would say, though, with the people that are going, I would definitely don't look past the fact that even though they're selling something, all of us are potential buyers. You know, we all have things that we need. You know, for example, last week I purchased some new software. I also ate out at two different restaurants, you know, for lunch, and I purchased a membership for exercising. So that makes me a buyer, obviously. Whenever I have a need, that makes me a buyer. One of the things that we do at Carrie's Network is I always encourage people to, you know, when we're talking about what's a good referral for them, is to also stand up and say, you know, do you have any needs this week? You know, for example, are you looking for someone to come and work in your office? Do you need someone to come and help clean your house? Are you trying to sell your house or buy a home? You know, if you have any needs, feel comfortable to share those with us. Because, again, somebody's needs makes you a buyer for someone else's product or service. And that's really a great way to kind of get the leads, you know, flowing in your group. And I think that that is something that a lot of people do overlook. And I think it is important that when you go to these organizations to, you know, to find out what people's needs are. And, you know, the only way that we can uncover that fee is by asking questions. So I'm a big believer, you know, depending upon how your networking group is ran, is to always ask questions. Because sometimes people just aren't thinking about it. You know, today at one of our networking functions this morning that we had, you know, someone was talking about they had a need for, I want to say it was a marketing service. It wasn't something that I could help them with, but, you know, they were able, somebody else in the group was able to say, hey, you need to talk to this person. But had I not mentioned about bringing up about the things that you're needing right now, whether it's business or personal, I don't think it would have ever came to fruition. I even stood up and said, I'm looking for a new acupuncturist, you know, that's in the Beaches area, and somebody had, you know, a name for me of somebody that they use. So, you know, even though that didn't turn into business for that person, it turns into business for someone else. And that's just a good way to kind of get it flowing. So I think it's always important to keep that in the back of your head that even though we're all selling, we still, you know, we still are buyers. We need products and services just like everyone else. And I kind of got that, Z, from years ago. I worked for a construction company, and my boss that I worked for, he was president of the company. I was his assistant. And he would talk to every person that came by that cold called us, you know, whether they were selling printing services, copiers, merchant services, anybody that came through the door, he would always take the time to either take their card or take their information, shake their hand, thank you for coming by, or maybe to even set up an appointment for follow-up. And the same thing, too, with people that called on the phone. And I asked him one day, I said, why do you do that? I mean, it really takes up a lot of your time. Why don't you field some of that out to me? And he made a very, very good point. He said, Carrie, every single one of these people that comes by here, they live in Jacksonville. They may be in the market to buy a home, or they might be looking to buy a home down the road, and I want them to have a positive experience here. So when they do go to purchase a home, I'm hoping that they're going to come back here. And I thought, you know, that is a great – I never thought of it that way. But he could see that obviously, you know, they're salespeople. They're making money too. They need a place to live. So it's just, you know, again, I think it's important to realize that each of us, we're still buyers. You know, we just have different needs at different times.
Right. I know another thing that, well, when I go to different events, I try to – ask a lot of questions, and I try to learn as much about the individuals, even when I do a one-to-one with people, which is more of an individual meeting. I try to find out more about them because, you know, I'm a big believer of it's about farming, not hunting.
That's right. Absolutely. And one of the things, too, that might help your listeners as well, and I know we touched on this briefly, I think, in a private conversation, but I have four questions, and I have this in my marketing book that I wrote, and I call them my look to your left questions. And the reason I call them that is because anytime I would ever go to an event, and I still do it to this day, if I go to a chamber function or, you know, an event that I'm not facilitating, obviously, but an event that I'm attending as, you know, an attendee or a vendor, I always make sure that I sit next to someone who is on my left-hand side that I've never met before, you know, that I don't know. That gives me an opportunity to have more one-on-one time with that person and to really learn more about them. And I came up with four questions that, again, I call them the look to your left questions. And they're questions that you should ask someone. You know, as you said, you're asking a lot of questions at networking events, and that's always fabulous because you want to learn as much as you can about the other person. But some of these questions that I came up with, it's also a great way for them to learn a little bit about your client base and kind of what you're looking for as well. For example, one of the questions that I would always ask someone is, you know, how can I help you this week? What are you looking for? Because sometimes, you know, and you know this as well, if you're doing an event and maybe you need somebody to help you, it's just a short-term event, your needs are going to change. You know, that might be what you're looking for this week, but next week it's going to change to something different. So I always ask, you know, how can I help you this week? The second thing I always do is I ask them, let me tell you about my client base. So, for example, my client base consists of small business owners really throughout the state of Florida, and it can be other places too, but small business owners that are primarily business to business. And you tell me which clients you would benefit the most from an introduction. Now, this is a twofold question. Obviously, it tells them that you are interested in helping them, but it also gives them an idea of what type of clients you're looking for. You know, so for example, if you're talking about, well, I really, you know, my client base is small business owners that are in a brick-and-mortar business and have 1 to 4 employees, and that's, you know, I primarily deal in this specific area. And then, you know, by asking them, you know, who would you benefit the most from an introduction, you know, based upon, because, you know, you could always say, well, you know, how would I know of a good referral for you? You know, how would I know if I ran into that person that they would be a good referral for you? Well, if you ask that question, they're going to immediately come back and say, well, I don't know. What kind of clients do you typically run? You know, what kind of people do you typically run into? So By letting them know what your client base is, it's really, it kind of opens the door a little bit, and it gets them thinking about, you know, for example, if you said that you were, you know, marketing to massage therapists, they might say, oh, you know, well, I get my massages from, you know, this particular place that's in Arlington or, you know, or wherever. So it can lead to introductions for you as well. And the third question I always ask is, who makes a good strategic partner for you? And for those of you who are not familiar with what a strategic partner is, I have a great comparison, and it's a little silly, but hot dogs and hot dog buns. You're not going to go to the store and buy one without the other. And that's kind of what you want in your strategic partner. You're both going after the same client, but it's not competing. It's complementing services. You know, some good examples of that are real estate agents and mortgage brokers, or mortgage brokers and title agents, or salon owners and makeup artists. You know, there's all sorts of different strategic partners out there, but you want to find out, you know, who is a good strategic partner for them. You know, because if they say, oh, real estate agents, and that's primarily what you deal in, you know, that could be, you could both be great strategic partners for one another, because if you're both looking to market to real estate agents, that's wonderful. The last thing I always ask them is, what types of situations are people or businesses in that make them an ideal client for you? Are they filing bankruptcy? Are they getting married? Have they just started a business? Are they moving to a different city? Are they looking to hire, you know, what kind of situation are they in? Because each of us has a different, you know, type of client, and they're in a certain situation. You know, for example, we just kicked off a new service called Knockout Marketing. And the type of situation a good client is, you know, a client is for me in that kind of situation, I'm looking for people that have just laid off their sales force, or they've cut back on their employees. They've had to downsize, and they're taking the sales and marketing duties and distributing them among the employees that they have because they don't have the budget to hire another person. So you always want to know what kind of situation a potential client could be in. Because I have a theory. The more descriptive you are about what you're looking for, you need to make it effortless for the other person that you're talking to not even have to really think about who they know that they could refer to you. So I always tell people, you know, when you're asking questions, these are great questions to ask people at networking events. And it really gets the conversation going. And your hopes are, too, you want to make sure that they are going to turn around and kind of, you know, say, well, how would I know a good referral source for you? You know, you told me about your client base. I know a couple of people that you may want to talk to. So you always want it to be reciprocal. But you should always make the effort first, you know, to help the person. You know, always make that first step. And you also want to be prepared to be able to answer those questions as well, because, again, the more descriptive you are, the better. The more you can paint a picture, the easier it is for people to think about, you know, who they know that they can refer to you. So those are some things that listeners can ask when they go to a networking function to really, you know, kind of start building that relationship with the other person.
Right. So you've given us some of the do's, and I'd like you to, if you could just kind of hit those one more time, just the do's, and then I'd like you to go into the don'ts, like when you're going to attend an event.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, yeah, definitely, like we talked about, and things that you've done too, it's asking questions, you know, building that relationship one-on-one. Take an interest in the other person. And I would also say, too, you know, you want to make sure that you're not going to be able to talk to everybody in an event. I would suggest, you know, even if you go to an event and there's only three or four people there, you only need one or two people to talk to and really build that relationship with so they can start referring business to you. As someone who does networking events for a living, I can tell you the most productive events that we have been under five people. And the reason being is because we can spend more time asking each other questions and really getting detailed information of what they're looking for. So I would say focus, a definite do is to focus on the quality, not the quantity. You know, when you are looking for events to go to, I would definitely recommend, you know, attending these events. And don't, you know, if you don't see that many people there, don't get discouraged, because you don't want to be there's just no way you can build a relationship with all 20 or 30 people that are there, you know, one-on-one. Even if you tried to spend 10 minutes with each of them, it's just impossible to do. I would definitely recommend a definite do. Carry business cards. Carry something with you or brochures. I'm really surprised with how many people don't carry business cards or they don't carry some type of marketing material, because I've had it happen a few times where I've been at networking functions and I'll say, oh, you know, that's, I'll talk to someone about their product or service, and I'm like, that's great. Do you? I'd like to talk with you further. Can I have your card? And they'll say, oh, well, I don't carry business cards. So, you know, at that point when I have to pull a pen and a piece of paper out of my purse, that's a little annoying. You know, this is business for you, so you want to make sure that you are prepared, you have something in hand, you know, something, you know, even just to put the number in the cell phone, something, you know, to have, to give out. I would also recommend, this is a big to-do, and I'm sure you've seen this a lot, turning off your cell phone. I'm just amazed at how many people, their cell phones go off in the middle of networking events and, you know, someone's talking and they get up and they walk out of the room to answer it. And I think that there are occasions when that's okay. If you have a sick child, if you're a caregiver for someone, you know, that's kind of acceptable. Or you may not even want to go out and network that particular evening or day. But definitely make sure that you do turn your cell phone off or turn it on vibrate. And if you do have to get up, you know, just excuse yourself and, you know, let your host know, I do have to step out and take this call. But be courteous of the other people that are talking or, you know, they're doing their spotlight. You definitely don't want to be, you know, playing on your phone or, you know, talking, you know, when they're talking. I would say, you know, definitely be friendly. You know, if you've had a bad day at work and you're scheduled to go to a networking function, I would tell you, hands down, don't go, even if you've paid for it, because I see a lot of people that have had a bad day at work or they're having a bad morning and they come to a lunch event or a morning event and it just is written all over their face. You know, unless you're a good actor or actress, I would recommend highly don't do it. I mean, people, they do. They pick up on those vibes and it's really, you know, people think, gosh, what's wrong with him or her? And they really, they stay away from you. And, you know, if that's the first time someone's met you, that's their first impression, and it's very hard to get over. I've seen people lose business from that. So I would recommend if you're having a bad day, don't go out and network unless you think you can kind of shake it off, take some deep breaths, and then go and do some networking. And I would say always smile. You know, again, you know, you're there, be upbeat, be friendly. I mean, you're there to meet potential clients. I mean, it should be, it's a happy time. You know, you should really, you know, do your best to be very positive. And I would also say don't, you know, getting into the don't parts, don't talk negative about your competitors. I've seen people lose business from that. You know, I went to a networking function, I'll tell a quick story, years ago, and my insurance provider that I was with, I was very happy with them. Not a very well-known company, but, you know, a good company. I had good insurance, and I met an insurance agent at the event. And he was asking me, oh, who do you have your insurance through? And I told him. And I had to spend the next 20 minutes listening to how this person said, you know, it's a terrible company. They're never, you know, you're going to go bankrupt if you have to go in the hospital. And just going on and on and on and just talking about what a terrible company it is and all of his clients didn't pick it. And finally I had to say, you know what? I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm very happy with my provider, and I would never switch to your company because you're basically, you're insulting my choices. As a business owner, I chose that company. I chose to go with them. So you never want to insult someone else's choices. If you have a negative viewpoint of the other company, my suggestion would be say nothing. You know, just smile and say nothing, or, you know, try to find something positive to say about your competitor. Because, again, you can lose business from that. You know, and then, of course, just the basic don'ts. You know, you don't want to arrive after the meeting starts, if at all possible. I know things happen and we, you know, you run late or, you know, you are running late and you have to walk in after the event starts. But, you know, the sooner you get there, the more networking you can partake in. And I would also say, you know, again, don't come unprepared, you know, by don't bring, you know, not bringing any business cards. I would even say make sure you bring your calendar, you know, if you have it on your phone or if you have a day planner, you know, make sure that you bring that because you never know when somebody could say, hey, I would love to talk to you. Are you available next week? Are you available after the meeting? Are you available tomorrow? So, you know, don't come unprepared. If you do invite guests, I would strongly suggest making sure that you share the event details with them. For example, if it's a lunch event and everyone has to pay for their own lunch, share that with the person, you know, that's coming. Or if it's going to be an hour and a half long, if there's going to be a speaker and they can't stay the whole time, you know, make sure that you do share those details with them so they don't feel embarrassed. Or if there's a fee at the door and they weren't prepared for it, if it's cash only, you just want to make sure that, you know, they know all of the ins and outs of the event that you invited them to. And then, of course, you know, you don't want to be rude. You want to treat other people how you want to be treated. And, you know, don't promise things that you can't deliver. You know, if you tell somebody at a networking function, if you're a printer and they need some printing done and they need it done by Tuesday and it's Friday and you say, well, yeah, I can get it done, and you know logistically that you can't or there is a chance that you can't, you know, again, that's going to reflect negatively on you because that person is going to be upset. They're going to, you know, let people know that you did not do what you were supposed to do. So, I mean, I think those are just some basic don'ts that, you know, most people are aware of, but it's always good to do a refresher. Another quick do as well is to take notes. You know, when other people are talking, you know, when they're talking about what they're looking for, take notes, because you may not know of someone that you can refer to them this week or today, but you might meet somebody in a week. And it's always good to take notes, because that way, however you keep your contact database, whether it's manual or it's in Plaxo or Facebook or Outlook, you know, you have those notes available. I mean, even better, if you can write them on the back of their card, like I do, you know, right on the back, you know, met at chamber events. We talked about, you know, skiing, and this person, you know, they might be looking to hire someone soon. You know, just making detailed notes, because if you are the type of person that has to go out and do a lot of networking, you're going to get confused. You're not going to remember everything. And it's so much better if you have it written down on the back of the card, because those notes pertain to that person. And it also, as an added bonus, it does show them that you're genuinely interested in, you know, what they're doing. You're taking notes. And it's just a great way to be able to go back and start building that relationship and also doing follow-up.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I know several times when I've met with people, I actually, if I don't take notes right then and there, as soon as I get away from them, I'll go ahead and start writing stuff down, and they're usually amazed that I remember their wife's name or their children's name or whatever it is that they were talking about. So it's definitely helped me out with a lot of the individuals that I've actually dealt with over the time that I've been really hitting the networking hard. Well, you know, Carrie, you hit several of the points that I was going to hit, and, of course, you went further than I would have probably gone in it because you just have that wealth of knowledge. We've got about a minute left. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I would just say, you know, as we were talking before about, you know, your experience at the networking event that you attended, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, I would just say to everyone is just, you know, try to give as many people as you can a chance. I mean, everyone networks differently. You know, there's four elements with networking: someone's education level, you know, how much they have researched networking or read about it or have taken classes on it, their experience level. Some people are beginners. They've never networked before, and some people have been networking, you know, going to different events for years and years. Everyone's expectations are different. You know, some people walk into a networking event thinking everyone's going to flock to them and say, oh, my gosh, where have you been on my life? I need your product or service, and they're going to become an overnight millionaire. And then, obviously, other people are more realistic with their expectations, but it's going to take time for them to get business. And then, lastly, it's the execution level. Everyone networks differently. Some people are a little bit more aggressive. Some people are more hands-off. So, you know, if somebody doesn't network exactly how you would think is the proper way to network, don't write them off. You know, you still want to give them a chance because, you know, again, everyone's different. Everyone's at a different level, and you never know how that person can help your business. So you never want to just write them off if they're not doing it what's considered textbook perfect.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Matter of fact, it's amazing. An event last night, and there was a couple of people that were supposed to get back with me, and they never did. And I thought it was really funny that they were all breaking their neck to apologize to me, and all I said to them was, hey, how you doing? How's the family?
Right, right.
Yeah, that was amazing. Anyway, Carrie, I want to thank you for coming on to the Zurian Show and for sharing all these golden nuggets with us, and, of course, your experience and your advice. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly's information is also on the website, and on our blog talk is the contact information for Kelly of the Kelly Carrie Network. God, I keep doing that. And she will be more
than
happy to help you, whether you're in the Florida area or outside of the Florida area, because Carrie is one of those people that really is passionate about what she does, and she's always looking to help others to grow and develop. And also, she knows if she can help you grow and develop, guess what? In the end, you'll help other people, and it will be a recidivist type of relationship between you and them, and everybody grows, and everybody's happy. But anyway, Carrie, again, thank you very much for being on the Zurian Show and for sharing your knowledge with us. And for all of you people that are listening, please share the show with everybody you can. Say that again, please, Carrie.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say thank you again for the opportunity. It was great being on the show. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And, you know, as you said, I'm always here for questions or comments, and people can go directly to the website to contact us.
Roger that. Well, thank you again, and you have a great, great day, week, year, all of the above.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie of the Carrie Network. Take care, Carrie.